USA Radio News.
Today at the State Department, President Donald Trump swore in new Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mike Pence was also in attendance. Let's take a listen to some of the words President Trump said about the new Secretary of State.
Mike has also earned my deepest respect and admiration and trust, and you'll see why over the coming years, probably over the coming months. I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department, to represent the interests of the American people.
We're hearing at least two people died as a massive military transport plane crashed on a highway near Savannah, Georgia. The large C-130 Hercules military airplane crashed earlier today, and large black smoke clouds could be seen from miles away. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice shares her opinion on Pompeo.
Well, first of all, it's an exciting day for him, and congratulations to him, because you walk into that building and you realize all the history. And Thomas Jefferson, by the way, is your predecessor many times removed, and so it's a very exciting day. I like very much what he said about the world's greatest diplomatic corps. I think that's absolutely true. These men and women serve all over the world in the toughest of places.
Arizona teachers demanding another $1 billion in school funding have argued that their ongoing four-day walkout is for the kids, but don't expect a pay hike to stoke student achievement. Lost in all the hubbub over this year's high-profile walkouts in Oklahoma, Kentucky, and now Arizona is a comprehensive study that shows student test scores continue to be stagnant, even though education spending has been climbing for decades. The plan for many school districts in Arizona is to head back to school tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Billy Graham lived to be 100 years old, and he lived a life without scandal, mainly because he followed the footsteps of his father in heaven with consistency. Franklin Graham has a new book out titled Through My Father's Eyes, where he discusses Reverend Graham and what it was like to be around him both in public and in private.
A lot of people think that well, a person that's well known, many times when the cameras are on them and the flash bulbs are flashing and they're smiling, and when all that's turned off, they're different people. My father was the same. In the stadiums, on television, as what we saw at home, there wasn't two people. He was just the same.
Franklin Graham also talks about death and why it's one of the topics you don't hear a lot of people discussing.
We're all getting closer and closer to that moment. The Bible says there is an appointed time of death for all of us. And then after that, the judgment. We're going to have to stand before God and give an account. There is a judgment. But that's why Christ came. He took our sins, because none of us can stand before God as sinners. But he took our sins, and he died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again, and he's coming back.
Again, the name of that book is Through My Father's Eyes, which just came out on May 1st. Senator Bernie Sanders is looking ahead to the 2020 presidential election with a proposed federal government program that guarantees all Americans a job with health insurance. Now, 50% of Americans do like that idea. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.